Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, now powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely due to the multifamily industry. Our topic is strengthening communities, enhancing resident well-being and stability. Joining me by phone are two multifamily industry veterans, Derek Morton, the owner of Net Gain Property Management, and Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. Welcome, everyone.
Hey, Paul. Good to be here.
Yeah, this is something that I think is a very interesting topic because in the last several years, we've seen a lot of issues with residents needing assistance because of the pandemic and what the whole country was going through. But it goes beyond that. Let's talk a little bit about understanding the need for resident resources. And Mo, why don't you start?
Yeah, great question, Paul. So in general, I feel the industry is kind of notoriously known for being fairly transactional. A lot of residents, you know, we spend the majority of our waking day, a good amount of time at home and in our residency. Being able to foster a unique relationship between the property manager, property owner, and the resident, and kind of increasing kind of that stickiness of that relationship and providing value outside of just the dwelling that they're renting is extremely important. Offering these types of resources, directly contribute to a resident's ability to sustain their residency. And at the end of the day, residents are trying to be in a community where they enjoy living and feel like they have a personalized and a unique relationship with their property owner. These resources like mental health and financial literacy, have been shown to kind of improve rent payments and timeliness by 30%, according to a survey by the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Derek, I'd love to kind of hear from your perspective, when you're having conversations and thinking about kind of resident retention and just the relationship you guys have with your residents and how, and kind of some of the unique services that you guys offer and kind of the relationship you guys foster.
Yeah, so like it's an interesting topic. It's one that I've kind of become passionate about when I started Net Gain. And it kind of just, my business is in Cedar City, Utah. And we have the second highest rate of intergenerational poverty in the state. We're also the fastest growing community, in the state. So all we're really doing with the growth is continuing to kind of put more people in poverty, because we haven't decreased the rate. And so that comes with unique challenges that in order to protect my owners and to keep residents, we've just got to figure stuff out. So talking to my staff, like in the past year, like some of the big challenges, I mean, you've had some common ones, like you have people that lose their jobs and the challenges that come with that and major health diagnosis, but we've had tenants have miscarriages or lose a child. We had 4 suicides. We've had domestic violence. We've had, multiple mental health with stress, anxiety, and depression that have just hit tenants out of nowhere. And so being able to adjust and understanding and being able to connect them to resources when those happen goes a long way to protect the owners and to help the tenants.
Yeah, I think that's all true, and it's something that a lot of properties come across, those different events that occur in the life of a tenant or a resident. Let me ask you, Mo, how do these resident resources affect specifically affect the retention and property management and property management costs. I know you mentioned you cited a survey of an increase in 30%. Talk a little bit more about the impact of this.
Yeah, of course. So in the property management world, generally speaking, the NAA did a survey on resident turnover, and annually what we're seeing kind of across the U.S. is about a 46.8% median annual resident turnover. And the NAA estimates that a unit turnover cost can be anywhere from $1,000 to as much as $5,000 per unit turn. And when we think about the costs that go into the unit turn, you have the loss of rent during the vacancy, you have the commissions that go to the leasing, and then also the expenses associated with actually turning over the unit. And so anything that can be done to be able to retain a tenant, a resident that's in the unit, is always going to be much, much better financially for the property's operations and kind of bottom line than having to turn over the unit. And any resources, including resources that are affecting retention and increasing kind of the stickiness and the value that the resident is receiving from the property owner, including, you know, financial literacy and mental health services, really contributes significantly to the retention. It creates and fosters a supportive environment that values the resident's welfare, and this can potentially reduce turnover and associated property management costs. These tenants with access to these programs are more likely to remain kind of satisfied, have a general impression of a kind of welfare and well-being, and that lower turnover rate translates to lower costs. At the end of the day, refurbishing units, marketing and leasing, you know, all these things have potential savings on average of about 15% annually on kind of these expenses by kind of retaining the residents that are in place. Derek, I'd love to hear from you and kind of your thoughts on this.
I think one of the other big things that you're missing, right? So in a competitive industry, which we're in, and with the housing shortage and all these different things, reputation matters. And so if you really develop the reputation of, hey, we actually genuinely kind of care about our tenants, when you talk about the perception of the industry, that's not always there, rightfully or wrongfully. So you get the reputation enhancement and word spreads like, hey, these people actually, I lost my job. They were able to work with me. They were able to connect me to resources. And it makes a huge difference in your attractiveness to bring in tenants. And they're attracted to your properties and your company to be like, okay, these guys actually care. They'll have my back if something happens. And it just makes it easier to fill units with that reputation enhancement.
Yeah. Mo, talk a little bit more about what you're seeing. We've got about 2.5 minutes left in to Derek's point, the competitiveness that's out there right now.
Yeah, great question. So, you know, we live in a world today where, you know, we have Twitter, we can easily tweet, we can add a review on Google or in a plethora of other platforms, and people tend to leave reviews, usually in extremes of whether they're very happy with a service or a product that they bought, or they're very unhappy with a service or product that they bought. And so to contribute or to add to Derek's point, you know, reputation is definitely extremely important, especially in the property management industry. You have folks that are looking at units, you know, across the nation, and usually they tend to look at reviews and things like that associated with the community. And so having happy tenants, as residents, gives the ability for them to become great referrals for other great residents. And their appreciation for the property will bleed into the actual, you know, reviews that they'll be leaving and attracting, you know, the same kind types of high caliber residents.
Yeah, and Derek, we've got about a minute left. I just wanted to ask you, as far as referrals, do you see this affect referrals?
Yeah, we get a high level of tenant referrals, and then also I'm a fee manager. I get a lot of owner referrals because we're able to better protect their investment. So it's helped grow my business with that reputation. I get a higher caliber owner that's like, hey, we want to take, I shouldn't say high caliber, but a different kind of owner that's like, hey, we want to make sure our tenants are taken care of. even if that leaves a little bit of money on the table, because it's better for us in the long run. Which, I mean, so the reputation enhancement, and it's been a lot easier for my staff because we have those owners like, hey, here's the situation. And the owner's like, cool, let's take care of them. We know you've got the resources. It's like, we have to wait just a little bit longer to get a check for eviction prevention. The owners are on board with that. And so it's awesome. So reputation enhancement helps with the owners and helps with tenant referrals. We've seen it is we've started to implement some of these programs. It's done wonders.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we are going to be back with much more. We're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about some of the specific opportunities that are out there as far as resources for residents. I think we're going to be talking in this next segment about financial literacy resources, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is strengthening communities, enhancing resident well-being and stability. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two multifamily industry veterans, Derek Morton, the owner of Net Gain Property Management, and Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So in the first segment, we talked about the impact of and understanding the need for resident resources. And now we're going to talk over these next three segments about specific resources that are available and are needed for residents. And the first one we want to discuss in this segment is financial literacy resources. Mo, why don't you kind of explain what that is?
Of course. So financial literacy fundamentally empowers residents to manage their budgets effectively. This helps lead to things like timely rent payments and financial stability, and really are key for securing residency and just overall community welfare. I think back to, you know, when I first graduated from college, you know, this is a great topic on financial literacy. I wish it was something that was taught in schools and programs as a subject, but unfortunately it's not. For the most part, we experience and understand how to budget and manage our finances through our experiences and as an adult. When I think back to one of the first communities that I lived at after graduating college, that was close to the campus, there was this program that they actually had kind of on a quarterly basis, where they had folks from the university and some communities, nonprofits, that would actually come and do these small talks on how to budget your checkbook and your financials and put together kind of a budget. And this was very, 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 very a priceless resource. And I remember even sometimes recommending, when I'm going to some of those sessions, to invite friends that are also recent college grads. I think, you know, financial literacy is something and an important topic, especially in communities where you have a younger demographic that's just starting to get into the professional world, and for, you know, small families also that are in the working class and maybe even in a low income class. Studies have shown that these financial education programs can lead to 30% improvement in rent payments, and even the National Apartment Association has commented that these types of programs, you know, decrease by about 10% in kind of late payments associated with rent payments. Derek, I'd love to hear kind of what you've seen in the market, and also maybe even some programs or things that you guys have done to kind of increase the financial literacy of your residents.
Yeah, we've tried a few things, and you're starting to see kind of a niche market with different companies kind of entering this into the multifamily realm. Like we did a few years ago, we tried to do Dave Ramsey financial peace classes and offer those for our tenants. And we had about 5 to 6 out of our tenants each one of the classes. And those that did it, we never really had to worry about late rent payments again. We offered it to all our tenants. It wasn't like we were just going, hey, you're always late, you need this. We offered it to all our tenants, and some tenants that were always on time still attended, and those that were not always on time attended, so you had a good demographic. And we had a huge response in impact from that. You see a lot of credit reporting and stuff now coming into this field with financial literacy. So you've got two big ones in Azusu, which is credit reporting, and then they have a rent relief program that we'll get to later. And then you have Rent Dynamics, that does credit reporting and has a financial literacy and then ID theft protection, which is another thing that's, you know, becoming huge for everyone, including tenants. And the financial literacy, our tenants, we use Rent Dynamics, that financial literacy portion, but we have some of our tenants that are using it and have enjoyed it. We try to focus that in with our students, so they can get off to a better start. And then you have the Experian Rent Boost, that's starting to get big, because people understand, one, the impact of credit, two, if we can get people a little bit more financially literate, it's better for all of us in the economy.
Yeah, we've got about 5.5 minutes left. And Mo, I wanted to ask you, because I know you have clients all over the country, what do you suggest as far as the best ways to implement a financial literacy program for residents?
Yeah, great question. So the point that Derek made of leveraging, I believe that vendor he mentioned was Rent Dynamics, to help with the financial literacy. I personally haven't heard of that particular resource or vendor offering these types of services. What we've seen kind of in the market in these multifamily communities is, you know, property managers that are successfully implementing these literacy programs usually collaborate with local universities and colleges and nonprofits, financial education experts, and you know, these programs kind of exist. They just need to be kind of fought and or sought out, and they can really kind of effectively introduce financial literacy resources that are engaging and beneficial. The point that Derek had mentioned also with things like Experian Boost and adding, giving the ability for, you know, on-time rent payments to be reflected on folks' credit for those that are very early in their adulthood and just starting to get into the professional world that don't have much credit. This can be a very powerful lever to be able to kind of build that credit and increase their credit worthiness. Research and initiatives supported by the National Endowment of Financial Education is another firm, and they've kind of demonstrated the significant impact of financial literacy education and just improving individuals' financial behaviors and just general decision-making skills. And so ideally kind of collaborating with these and finding these financial education kind of experts that live in all of our communities is very key. And usually they have a ton of resources and even budget that's usually allocated, especially for, low income type communities and whatnot, to be able to help with this.
Yeah. And we've got about 3.5 minutes left. And Derek, I wanted to ask you, since you've actually been doing this with your residents in properties, what is it that you do to create the interest on the part of the resident and to get the buy-in of them to be able to participate?
So I think a lot of it's just offering it. You look at so many people, I mean, renters and homeowners alike. I mean, this is common ground. So many people are living paycheck to paycheck, and they're looking for ways to be like, okay, how can I just alleviate just a little bit more, you know, of that financial burden? And so by being able to offer it, you know, they either use it or they don't. And those that do it, we kind of support. And those that don't, if they're still struggling, we're like, hey, so you know, we have this resource. Like, take a look at it. There's been a few tenants that, I mean, we've literally sat down and said, like, what's your budget? Like, let's sit down and let's see if we can't help you. Let's figure it out. Which, you know, is a huge leap of faith on those tenants, because they're opening up their books to their landlord. And, you know, and we've had some feedback, like, I don't want to take a financial literacy course for my landlord, because then if I'm making more money, they're going to raise rent. And I'm like, no. I'm like, that's not the plan. Like, hopefully, you know, I'd love all my tenants to become homeowners and be able to get that way. So we have had that blowback. But those that have bought in, like, have had great experiences, and they've talked about the lessening of the stress, if they're able to get a little bit ahead, not a whole lot, with some of these people, because they're still just financially strapped, but some of them are like, hey, I have $50 at the end of this month, and that, like, they don't know the last time they had that. Like, that's awesome. Mm. And the other thing with it is it takes a lot of patience. One, trying to implement the program, because you're like, this is a great program, and not everyone has the time or energy or thinks it's as great as you do. And then as they go through that process, just because you offer it and they're taking the course doesn't mean that they're able to, like, implement all aspects of it, right? And so having those patience with the tenants, accepting them kind of where they're at, and working with them to move forward has led to a lot closer relationships, so that we have a better idea what's going on, so that we can help them and be able to protect the owner's investment.
Yeah, we've got about 45 seconds left. Mo, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of double down on what Derek said of just, you know, the barrier for entry for these things is just kind of offering the actual service to the resident. I think, you know, constantly harping at a resident on rent that's late or back rent that's overdue and whatnot can sometimes lead to somewhat of a kind of a tension or tense relationship between the landlord, the property owner, and the resident. And offering programs like this and recognizing, hey, you know, I think fundamentally people want to be able to pay their rent on time. They want to be able to have good standing in tenants and residency with their actual landlord, but maybe they may not muster the courage or, you know, want to actually call out and ask for help. And providing kind of these resources provides an outlet And it also shows that the landlord and the property manager actually cares about the well-being of the resident.
All right.
Really resonates with them.
That's great. We are going to be back after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing an important and timely topic to the multifamily industry. Our topic is strengthening communities, enhancing resident well-being and stability. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two multifamily industry veterans, Derek Morton, the owner of NetGain Property Management, and Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security issues. And Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. So we talked in the last segment about financial literacy resources for residents. And I want to talk a little bit about the mental health support services. Mental health is such a hot topic these days in our industry, not only with residents, but with our on-site teams and folks within our management companies. But let's talk about the role of mental health resources. Mo, what do you see?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, it's, you know, mental health is definitely a very hot topic. It's something that we all need to manage, and some of us are challenged with in our adult life, especially as we're kind of coming out of this, coming out of the COVID-19. You know, the pandemic really kind of triggered, studies say, about 25% increase in prevalence of anxiety and depression kind of worldwide. And mental health services really play a crucial role in helping residents manage stress, anxiety, and other mental health conditions, which can affect their ability to really maintain a stable residency and contribute to the community in a positive manner. And access to these types of services really can lead to a significant reduction in resident turnover, as your residents are better kind of equipped to handle personal challenges. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration mentions that access to these services not only supports their well-being, but also contributes to overall community health. And they highlight that communities with robust mental health support systems experience fewer crises and emergency interventions, leading to more stable and harmonious living environments. It's definitely a very hot and kind of sensitive topic. We're all humans, and you never know what your residents may be going through. They could be going through a divorce, a loss. You know, the whole COVID-19 and kind of lockdown pandemic also created kind of a buildup of anxiety and stress and kind of and a lack of kind of human interaction during that time. Derek, I'd love to hear. I know from some of the communities that I've lived at and worked with, you know, they tried to, you know, offer things like regular emails and offering kind of positive words of affirmation and maybe even remote type of activities via Zoom and whatnot to foster kind of a level of connectedness within the community. I'm curious, you know, how you guys kind of went through during the pandemic, which was definitely a highly sensitive time for mental health.
You know, I think out of all the topics we're going to talk about, this is one of the biggest ones for the multifamily industry to kind of to figure out. As you talk to many people that have been successful, those that have been less successful, so many of them talk about moments in their lives that made a difference, right? And in my life, there's so many just moments that I was able to get the right connection at the right time that's put me on different paths. And with mental health especially, if we're able to help someone and give them access to the resources they need at the right time, it can be life-changing. We've seen it on both sides. And the other aspect of it is we do live that mental health can be debilitating. And we have to understand and recognize that as an industry and be able to understand where people are at and be able to work with them where they're at. Too often we look at people with crippling anxiety or depression or any other mental health issues that they're dealing with and be like, why can't you figure this out? Like, why can't you be like everyone else? And they really, because of how crippling that is.
That negative stigma, right?
And so being able to work with them and understand where they're at, accept them where they're at, and help them take the next steps with, you know, where they're at. We work a lot with men and women coming out of domestic violence and homelessness, and I work on a board for a youth homeless shelter that has shelters across the state. And it's amazing as you're able to work with their caseworkers, just a little bit more information as you're talking to me, like, hey, here's the situation, here's what I'm dealing with, and you're able to find a solution. Or the other way, the tenant's got an issue, they don't know how to communicate that to you, so they're able to talk to their caseworker and case manager who's able to communicate to you, and we're able to find a solution. Just to have an understanding a little bit, you know, hey, here's what they're working with, you know, here's the situations, and we're able to know that. So just the basic way that we communicate with them. You know, I have a tendency to be kind of a blunt individual when circumstances arise. And with certain people I know, I can't be as blunt. And so it's like, here you go. Here's the steps. Like, what's the solution? And being able to accept them where they're at and being able to connect them to resources. We know, you know, number one, there's a shortage of mental health in this, you know, workers. It just is. There's a running joke with a lot of those that we work with here at the mental health, but it's just like we're all running around broken and, you know, with no hope of being fixed because of that shortage. But you can find other resources. Like there's two that I love, 7cups.com and then betterhelp.com. That have access to a lot of resources to help those tenants be able to cope and learn coping mechanisms. Knowing a couple mental health therapists that you're able to just call and be like, this tenant, like, here's kind of what's going on. What's the best way to handle this? Because, you know, realistically what you want to do is you want to solve the problem and minimize the harm. And sometimes it's like, this isn't working, like, they can't stay here, but you also want to minimize the damage, you know, to them, the impact. So you don't want to have to evict them. You know, what's the best way to move forward? Because that still protects the owner, it protects the tenant, And so being able to have resources, not just for the tenants, but also for you, that you can talk through going, hey, here's what's going on, here's the situation, what's the best way to handle that, it has led to much more positive experiences, even if the solution is like, you can't stay, how do we move you on? How do we find the resources for you, a better place that you're set up to succeed at, because this isn't working. We found that with some of the transitional housing that we run for the men and women coming out of homelessness, what's the best place to put you to set you up for success? Because if we put you here, like, it probably won't work. But we have these other options. And it's a different way to look at things. It can be a little bit more challenging, a little bit more work, but pays huge dividends in the long run.
Yeah. Well, we've got about a minute and a half left. And Mo, I just wanted you maybe to touch on some of the strategies for providing these mental health resources and support for residents.
Yeah, great question. I think the key word is empathy. And this goes for any industry where you're dealing with individuals, and especially most important in the property and asset management industry where you're working directly with residents. Approaching things from an empathetic point of view and having an empathetic ear, you never know what folks are actually experiencing and kind of going through. And that honestly, just approaching with empathy is very, very important in how you engage and work with your residents. It definitely fosters a relationship built on trust and kind of helps build rapport and kind of the stickiness and just the a healthy relationship between the property owner and the resident. Effective mental health support usually involves kind of creating awareness about these available services, facilitating access to professional help, and kind of fostering a supportive and kind of safe a community and environment that encourages tenants to seek help when needed. A lot of times folks are kind of going through things that they won't be voluntarily and actively kind of sharing until they feel like they're in a kind of a safe environment. And establishing these partnerships with these local mental health organizations really can provide tenants with access to professional support services and counseling. And all of these things kind of help reduce the supportive kind of very safe environment, helps kind of reduce that stigma associated with seeking help.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be talking a little bit in the next segment, in our final segment, about the eviction prevention assistance and that resource. So we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is strengthening communities, enhancing resident well-being and stability. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two multifamily industry veterans, Derek Morton, the owner of NetGain Property Management, and Mo Hussein, the CEO of Balanced Asset Solutions. As I mentioned earlier in the episode, Multifamily Matters is powered by the Multifamily Media Network, which is where you can find and listen to Multifamily Matters, as well as other great content and podcasts. Go to multifamilymedianetwork.com to check it out and make sure to subscribe to their weekly newsletter. I do also want to take a moment to thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in the multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So I kind of teased in our last segment that in this final segment, we would be talking about resources available for residents with eviction preventive assistance. Mo, talk a little bit about that and what you're seeing there.
Yeah, so I want to start off by saying that in general, you know, evictions are a very financial burdensome and high stress scenario that not only the residents but also the property owners have to deal with. So anything that can be done to help prevent that is a win-win for all parties. I think people are fundamentally good and folks want to be able to pay their rent and being able to have a positive relationship with their property manager. We definitely have seen since the pandemic, now that a lot of the eviction moratoriums have been raised, that, you know, evictions are now, filings are about 50% higher than they were pre-pandemic in cities, especially in cities where there's a rise in rent. And you know, the financial burdens that come with that, you know, the loss of rent, the tension between the resident and the property manager, these are all very kind of negative things. And so eviction prevention assistance kind of helps maintain housing stability for vulnerable residents and reduces disruptions within the community and ensures a stable living environment for all residents. A lot of these programs are aimed at assisting tenants facing financial difficulties. They play a really crucial role in maintaining kind of community stability and reducing the likelihood of evictions. A lot of times, I think what's kind of needed is kind of that E word I mentioned in our previous segment is empathy. You know, everybody's situation is different, and I think it's crucial that property managers and owners kind of realize that, you know, that we're dealing with humans here, and everybody has kind of their own situation and their own challenges. They may be kind of in internal battles they may be going through. And so these early intervention and support for these residents at risk can really lead to better outcomes, and it preserves the residents' resident tenancy and kind of preventing the negative impacts of the eviction on communities. Derek, I'd love to kind of hear your take and thoughts on this.
I think this goes back to kind of what I mentioned before on the mental health, like how giving people resources at that time that they need it and knowing what's available. We're blessed here in Utah, the predominant religion is the LDS faith, where members donate once a month, fast offerings, and that's to help those in need. And so we know that's a resource here that we can direct our tenants to the local bishop congregation lead and to help with rent. We've learned a lot of the nonprofits that have eviction prevention funds. The one thing I will say is there's not enough eviction prevention funds. I know during the pandemic the last year, Utah had their rent relief fund. My company loan received $220,000 in 2022 in rent relief funds to keep our tenants in there, and that's not able to be replaced. And that makes a huge impact. We work with some of the nonprofits here locally. Going back to Azusa that I mentioned earlier, they have a rent relief program. So those landlords that use those services, the tenants have access to that, and it's a 0% loan that's paid back over a year, year and a half, and it's backed by some of the world's largest philanthropic organizations, and it's a great program. We've spent a lot of time and effort trying to learn some of these eviction prevention programs to keep our tenants housed. We're able to keep a lot of them just at those moments that they lost a job and different things. When we keep them housed and get them a little bit more time to regain stability, they do well. And it minimizes the negative impacts. There was a cool op-ed in the Salt Lake Tribune a few months ago by Ransom Winder that he talked about his experience as a kid bouncing from home to home and not being able to have much stability, and the impact that that's had. And now that he's been able to find stability, it's cool. He's been able to give back. He's the president of Pro Bono at 650 that helps those people that can't afford legal help have tools that are free so that they can get access to help them fight for what they, you know, their rights. But keeping people housed, the economic benefits are huge, not just for, you know, landlords and owners, but for the residents, obviously, to keep stability, to move forward. Because you look at the impact on the tenants for an eviction. I'm in Utah alone, so we have triple rent to damages. So if someone's behind $1,000 in rent, that goes up to about $3,000. Then they have the eviction on their record, and it's that much more difficult to find housing. Plus, as we mentioned before, the beauty of all these resources, if we can minimize the turnover, it's better for the owner and landlord because it saves time and money, but then also for the social well-being of our community, to keep people housed and keep them in a stable environment does so much for them financially, for their mental health, for all of it. One of the coolest experiences I ever had, when we set up our first transitional house, the house wasn't anything special. The furniture wasn't anything special, but we moved those three people in. And they were finally able to get some stability as they were able to overcome some of the issues that had caused their homelessness. And two out of those three, like, did well for numerous years. Some of them slipped back, because some of those issues, I mean, they're hard. But seeing the power and the impact of that house, what they had on them, and the confidence that gave them, the tears as we're able to help people that are facing eviction, when we say, hey, reach out to this person, see if they're able to help, and they're able to find that help, the impact that has, and the level of stress that minimizes for them, knowing, one, the landlords has their back, two, they can keep their housing. That's huge. And it's empowering for them. It's empowering for me and my staff to be part of that and to see those experiences and to take the time to learn those resources, which, once again, I mean, there's not enough eviction prevention funds. So whatever we can do through nonprofits that do that, or there needs to be a lot more, because the impact that has is probably one of the greatest uses of any funds to benefit us to moving into the future.
We have about 3 minutes left in the segment, and I wanted to transition, but if you had some final comments, Mo, please feel free.
Yeah, the final comment that I was just going to add is that the notion that Derek mentioned of impact, right? You know, one of my favorite quotes from Maya Angelou is, you know, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And these proactive touch points and offering resources that Derek had mentioned, you know, I'm sure that, you know, if he didn't take kind of that proactive approach, it probably would have kind of spiraled into kind of a very negative and deep rabbit hole and negative situation. And so, you know, not only does it help kind of foster a more enriched relationship between the resident and the property manager, but also it also increases kind of your reputation as well, and the reputation associated with the community. And they'll, you know, those residents will then be boasting and putting positive reviews about the community and whatnot.
All right. Well, we have a very short amount of time left, so I wanted to ask each of you, take about 45 seconds and tell our listeners a little bit about your company and how they can reach you if they want to. I'll start with you, Derek.
Owner of Net Gain Property Management. We're located in Southern Utah, based out of Cedar City. It's a beautiful place to be. I'm always looking for different resources to help my tenants. So if you know of any resources or any ideas, I'd love to brainstorm. You can reach me at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at netgainpm.com, netgainpm.com.
All right, Mo.
Great. Yeah, so my name is Mohammed Mo Hussein. I'm the CEO and founder here at Balanced Asset Solutions. We are a technology consultancy and CPA firm that's dedicated to the property management industry. We work with multifamily operators in implementing and streamlining their operations using technology, increasing their tenant communication and communication with other stakeholders like vendors and owners, adhering to GAAP and Department of Real Estate compliance, and automating their business and kind of implementing streamlined processes using technology. You can reach us at www.balancedassetsolutions.com.
Well, fantastic. Thank you both so much for being here today. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.